You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's right. You can't touch a lot of things today. It is Thursday, March the 19th, year 2020. My name is Brian, and you are listening to Clarity Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Folks, it's all going to get better. There is hope. You don't need to store up on so much food and hide in the basement. Nope. It's going to get better. Just trust. Another 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it should start to settle down very shortly. So be patient, listen to the government, listen to what you are supposed to do, and do not take advantage of any government handouts. Leave that money for the people who really need it. Please, I'm asking, don't take advantage of it. And don't take advantage of our healthcare system when you really don't need to go there. It's very expensive. It could be up to $2,500 for each visit to your emergency hospital room. So please, you know, be careful. We don't need to have this rapid increase of government debt when we can avoid much of the debt. So we have to work together and not make it worse for us in the future. Okay, so did you get your Mr. Clean? I have discerned that it's the best disinfectant to deal with this virus. No others. Now, somebody asked me, can I have some sort of organic solution? For the tree huggers, the answer is no. You've got to go with Mr. Clean. This is going to help you. In fact, restaurants, government facilities, ATC should be using Mr. Clean. Go out and get it. I bought mine yesterday at Canadian Tire. So go out there and please, please, people who hear about this, I don't want to see Mr. Clean selling for $60. Please, you know, take it easy. I mean, go and just get what you need. Okay, so the stock market. A lot of people are worried about the stock market. Very simple. Those who have bad karma are going to sell their investments and cash out. Those who have good karma will stay in for the ride because it's going to be still a bumpy ride, but it's not going to be so bumpy for most people. The Toronto stock market, based on the software program today, now it could be changed tomorrow, it looks pretty good for the stock market in Toronto. They're not going to take so much of a hit. The U.S., they're going to take a little bit of a harder hit, but still not so bad overall, on average. But remember, both markets are going to come back. And with respect to food, restaurants, I mean, use common sense. Go with your intuition. You have to go with your intuition. And try to walk around with a pencil that you can use this pencil to hit the handicap buttons to open the doors for the elevator, the buttons, you know, use something and walk around with handy wipes, gels. But make sure you get your Mr. Clean for home. You can use that to clean your steering wheel, the car, for shopping carts. Take a spray bottle, Mr. Clean, with paper towel, clean it. You just got to apply common sense. And again, those who have listened to past broadcasts, very simple. This is a karmic situation, bad karma. This is the matrix. The matrix is where we go through and we have our free will restricted proportionately to the karma we have to go through. In another incarnation, if you killed animals in a malicious way, you're likely going to be attracted to this virus. If you just maliciously harmed the animals, but you did not kill them, you are likely to be attracted to this virus, but you won't die. This is what this virus is all about. The world doesn't really understand this because the world thinks that we're in a free will, 100% free will zone. You know, the whole world thinks this. Maybe not the whole world, but maybe there's a few people like me that know the truth. But we do not have 100% free will. Karma is being paid, particularly in the financial markets, as in the 100% free will. Those who took advantage of people, investors, or whatever, the markets, and made lots of money when they should not have made lots of money in that 100% free will, those are the ones, for the most part, that are cashing in on their investments. And they have to go through their bad karma. It's a software program. Those who did not do this, well, they're going to hang in longer and they're going to get most of their money back. That's the way it works. So people, don't panic. The market will adjust itself. It will come back and it will have people go through their bad karma or their good karma if they stay in. That's if they have good karma. But if they have bad karma, they will be programmed. Their genes, their genetics will make them cash in now. So this is not a situation, hear me out, this is not a total global meltdown, recession down, depression down. This is not the case. This is simply a karmic adjustment worldwide that has taken place. That's what this is. But unfortunately, the virus came in at the same time people were supposed to go through their stock market bad karma. So it really complicates things in a bad way, but it's going to get better. We may have another 3-4 weeks to go through this where we really need to be concerned in a big way, but it's going to calm down. It's going to cool down. So you need to trust what I'm saying. Now, with respect to watching the news, listen to me. You've got to listen to me. 1 minute a day. Watch the news. Get the main point. Beyond that, forget about the news. Do not sit and feed into the paranoia. Feed into the BS. Don't spend so much time being brainwashed. This is not as bad as you think. It's going to get better. It will get better. But remember, it's karma. Now, as a family, you can get together and share this information with your family and get them to ask God to forgive them if they did any type of malicious harm in another incarnation to any animal, to anything. And ask God to forgive them and ask God to lift this energy because it's energy. Those who are attracted to this virus already have an energy on them that says they are to get the virus. You want to lift this energy off you. That's what you want to do. And you can do it yourself. And be sincere. I mean, really be sincere. And this will only work for those who are sincere. It won't work for anyone else. And believe, you are listening to a man. And I now call myself the man in the canoe. And there's no one else like me on this planet. I am the man that knows everyone on this planet. I am the man that knows all your dead ancestors. I can go to the Christ, reach up to the Almighty God, and pull your ancestors' files. I'm not talking to the dead. And I can get information on your ancestors. It could be 10,000 years ago, and the person's name could be Leroy. I don't care. Anybody. And I can get information from that file. So I know what's going on. But the software program in the Matrix is dependent on people basically believing truth. And so the more people that understand this truth about the virus related to animals, the sooner this virus is going to go away, and the sooner the markets will recover, the sooner that governments will not have to put out so much money. We're talking billions. It could be trillions around the world. But we have to stop being stubborn. We are just stubborn. We just know-it-all. We're just a bunch of know-it-alls walking around this whole planet. And because of we're a bunch of know-it-alls, we're not getting the complete help from God. For example, I was in a public washroom yesterday, and before I went to wash my hands, I asked the Father this question. And there were three sinks. I asked, is it safe for me to wash my hands? He said, no. I go, oh, shite. And then I said, sink number one, is it safe? He goes, no. Sink number two, is it safe? No. Sink three, is it safe? Yes. And then I asked, sink one and two, do they have the virus? Yes. Then I asked, should I tell anyone? No. Then I asked, is that because they have bad karma to go through? Somebody? Yes. See, I can't not interfere with bad karma. And it's almost like the whole world is trying on some level to circumvent bad karma. But the only way, the true way to circumvent bad karma in this situation is to get down on your hands and knees and ask God to forgive you if you did do any type of malicious harm to animals. We're talking animals because this virus came from an animal. It is not lab created. It came from an animal. And so the software program says if you're sincere and you pray to God that it will be lifted off you. It will be lifted off your family members. That's what it says. And so you should not challenge the software program. Now, if you want to walk around and say you got 100% free will, that's like telling God what your plans are. And we all get a big laugh. I know God's laughed at me many times because I kind of told God what my plans were. And I said, Father, are you having a good chuckle? He says, yes. Because I can feel it. I can feel that energy. So I know through personal experiences, I would like to think a certain way. I like to do certain things, but I can't. The software program does not allow me to do this. So you have to really trust. And this is a time where we all come together to help one another. And how you can help the world is get this truth, this message to the world. Let people know about this broadcast. But for God's sakes, don't sit in front of the TV for hours watching the news. Come on. You deserve better. Your connection should be with God. And trust. Turn the TV off. All that's going to do is feed into paranoia and have you make the wrong choices. Eventually, you will make a bad choice because of that. But at the same time, listen to the government what you are supposed to do. If you're supposed to stay home for 10 days, based on whatever circumstances, stay home. But be respectful and keep yourself clean. And do not commit any malicious act against anyone. And do not blame anyone if you get infected. From this moment on, if you get infected, you don't blame the Chinese. You don't blame the co-worker where you work. You don't blame somebody at the hospital. No, you were supposed to get the virus. And so what you've got to do is go to God and ask God to set you free. You know how. Now, some of you, you've got a energy on you that interacts with your genes. And by the way, these energies interact with your genes, your stem cells, etc. And so some of you may have what is called a non-malicious eye-for-eye energy. This non-malicious eye-for-eye energy basically means that you may have harmed an animal in another lifetime or harmed something else, or it could be anything. Or you did harm on some level where you felt responsible, but you did not do it in a malicious way. You are only accountable with the eye for eye if you create a malicious way. But the software program says you can go to God and ask God to forgive you. You can do that, but you have to be sincere. But many of us walk around with non-malicious eye for eye genes that will become one day activated and have you go through some sort of trauma, some terrible event, or allow a loved one to go through a terrible event. So you need to ask God to forgive you for accepting on a flat line, face value, eye for eye belief, where it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, where you believe that if you hurt someone, you must pay the same debt. You've got to denounce this belief. You have to do it. You have to ask God to remove all genes that is non-malicious eye for eye and lift it off you, lift the energy off you, and ask God to take the energy for you. This is what you've got to do. Do it by yourself. This is no joke. So many Canadians have this gene, this non-malicious eye-for-eye gene. You've got it. Many of you have it. If you're listening, the chances are it's 99% you've got that gene. You need to go by yourself and ask God to lift it. This is going to save many people from going through some horrific experience. And it may even save on our healthcare overall bill in this province, in this country. It may do that. Because if you don't have to have some sort of situation where you have to end up in a hospital and to look after you, it's going to cost you $50,000. Well, you know what? It's worth it. Because you, when you don't have to go through that horrific experience, and the government doesn't have to pay out $50,000 to help you. Now, if you take that $50,000 and you multiply that by 10,000, you're helping to save the government a lot of money. And at the end of the day, I don't care what anyone says in this matrix, in this country, in the United States, in most countries around the world, the only thing that matters is money. That's how we are programmed. This is what we think about. So if we know that we're going to save money, we're going to save lots of money, the public will come together and make it work in most cases. But it's unfortunate, but in this case, the concern over money will bring many people to God. So I hope that this is going to be over soon. I've discerned that the Matrix program says 3 to 4 more weeks. It could be less. It could change tomorrow. but the actual infection rate should really be reduced worldwide. It should be because this is part of God's plan now. But that could change. It depends on our overall attitude. It's a moving target. I mean, this software program is a moving target. And so we just need to help ourselves, help others. Get your pencil and use the pencil for the elevator, for the handicap buttons, and God is going to help you. And I don't want to sound religious, because when I sit down and I'm, for example, discern technology that's going to help man, it's God giving me the information. Einstein had the same relationship with God. It's just that he didn't really talk about it. If he did talk about it, they would think he's crazy. Tesla had the same relationship with God. Again, if he spoke about it, people would think he's crazy. Benjamin Franklin had the same relationship with God. He had the gift to receive information on a yes or no basis. In all cases, three cases, they needed to know how to ask the right question. And this is what Einstein said. The most important thing is to be able to ask the right question. This is the gift that I have. I have the same gift that all three had. And that's why I'm able to know certain truths. But at the same time, recognizing that what is truth today may change tomorrow, because this matrix, again, is a moving target. So as of this moment, the virus is going to be short-lived. We're going to be getting back to work, hopefully within 4 weeks, 3 weeks. The stock market's going to recover, and the world leaders are going to be making some really good decisions. And with respect to this leading to a recession and depression and World War III, don't buy into this. This is not what God's plan is. It's only God's plan if the world chooses to go down that path. So this is the time where we have to choose. So I'm going to close by saying I'm here to help you, and I appreciate all the help that you've been giving us. We still need a lot more help. We need your help, particularly in the field of research. You know what I need. And many of you are in a position to really help me. And I'm asking that you really help me. Please help so I can help 7 billion people. You've already been helped. I can't explain how you've been helped. All of you have been helped in a big way. So it is Thursday, March 19th, year 2020. The next broadcast is going to be either next week, Thursday or Friday. And we won't know until Wednesday, but we'll let you know. So until then, be safe, apply common sense, do not be angry, and do not create any division in your workplace, hostility, don't blame others. It is only you to take the accountability. Thank you, and may God be with all of you.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hit so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Why that deep life makes you feel good when you know you're down? A super dope homeboy from the old town, and I'm known as such, and this is blood. You can't touch it. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. You can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that, like that. Pull a little bit, just fall on back, let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you're talking about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are swept so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape. To learn, what's it gonna do in the 90s to burn the charts? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves.
your hips is it. For a winner, there's two wheels, and you're gonna get there to move. Slide your rump just for a minute. Let's all do the bump. Yeah, you can't touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop, have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down.